today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
Let prayer be said in your house. Join us. See, let's take Jesus out. So many powerful things God's blessed us with in this house. But most of the people in the city are not going to come here. Even if they did, there's nowhere to put them. Can you see the power in the strategy of Jesus? If it's people's homes, then we have endless opportunities, so to speak. Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. All of us are going to read it together. Acts chapter 5 and verse 42. All right, it's on the screen. Let's go. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Let's title this Power in the House. Power in the House. What we find in this verse of scripture is a structure for New Testament ministry. Under the Old Testament or Old Covenant, you had a temple, and that was where anybody went to meet God. Okay? And there were clear stipulations about how things should be done there. But as soon as the church started, right after the ascension of Jesus and after the day of Pentecost, there was a new structure or model that evolved. The temple ministry was still there where people gathered, but we find here ministry in people's homes. Wow. See, under the temple model or structure of worship, you had the high priest, who was the only one entitled to go into the Holy of Holies and to intercede on behalf of the people. And then you had the priests and you had the Levites, and they did all of the other things that people were supposed to do, except you were from the lineage of Aaron. You were not entitled to even serve at all. You just didn't qualify, except you were from the lineage of Levi. You were not qualified to serve at all. Aaron's lineage, they were the high priests, but the Levites were the ones that served in the house. On the day of Pentecost, the anointing of the Holy Spirit was franchised out, if we can use that language. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, and this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon who? All flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Under the new covenant, every member is a minister. You are anointed. I am anointed. And if that was the case, then the temple became too small for God to do whatever it was he wanted to do in people's lives. People's homes became miracle centers, healing centers, opportunity for God to touch people's lives. So please bear this in mind, that the foundation of this structure of ministry is built on the fact that every believer is anointed to serve God. To be a minister is to be a servant. Ministry is service. Since we carry the power of God, Jesus wants to flow through us to touch people's lives. And the temple just can't take or contain all of the ministry that the Holy Spirit wants to do in people's lives. That's our own testimony, backed by data right here in this church. I mean, the average week, we have like 3 to 4 times the number of people that accept Jesus in our services in church. We have like 3 to 4 times that number accepting Jesus through our small groups all over our city. It's just a reality. The power of the Holy Spirit is on people now, and Jesus wants to move through us to touch people's lives. He said in Mark chapter 16 from verse 17, And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Well, he started from verse 15, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, every creature. He who believes will be saved. He who doesn't believe will be damned. And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lift up serpents. Okay? And it says, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's the ministry of the believer. You've got to sign in to this ministry. Jesus is gone physically, but he said, I'm coming back in the form of the Holy Spirit. And you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Since you have the Holy Spirit, you have power. Don't let the power of God be dormant in your life. God wants to touch people's lives. What you don't think is a big deal is the solution some people are desperately crying for. People have issues, they have problems, and all Jesus said we should do is lay hands and pray for them. Okay? So, the day Jesus died, they said that the veil, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. You see, the other priests could minister in the holy place, but the Holy of Holies, only the high priest could go there. The Bible says that it was torn from top to bottom. The Holy Spirit tore it. Why? The presence of God left that small holy place and went to live in people's hearts. Hallelujah. You are the carrier of the power of God. So, God wants full-scale ministry. Service, touching people's lives, solving problems with the power of God. God wants it to happen both in main church gatherings and in small groups all over the world. And there's something very, very powerful about that. There's something very powerful about that. Let's read Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. This was right after the day of Pentecost, New International Version. Right after the day of Pentecost, the new structure for ministry evolved. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is amazing. They were breaking bread together, eating together. I mean, love was flowing freely. Love was flowing freely. They were praying together. The power of God was flowing. The Bible says miracles were happening. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the vision I see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the vision I see. And this is a call for you to be a part of what God is doing now. This is amazing. I'm telling you, this is an amazing structure here.
Discover the timeless principles in this new exciting series, Service, Pathway to Greatness with Pastor Sam. In this series, you will discover why service is the real essence of leadership, how service brings about greatness, discover the connection between service and greatness, and how to develop your leadership skills through service, and much more. For your love gift of $20 or more, you can receive the entire series at samadeyemi.net today. This series is a blueprint to your pathway to greatness, God's way. For this month only offer, go to samadeyemi.net and download your copy of Service Series, Pathway to Greatness, now. This series is a must-have for leaders in all areas of life. Go to samadeyemi.net for this offer right now. Begin your journey to greatness with this series today. These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
Acts 4:23-24. It says, on their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And they went on and on and on and prayed. And the Bible says that the place where they prayed was shaken and the power of God came on them. They said, Lord, prove it's you by stretching forth your hand. Heal the sick and perform miracles. Hallelujah. Woo! God has given us a model, a platform for powerful corporate prayer. We may be persecuted out there. We may be buffeted. We may be harassed out there. But we can withdraw into homes and unleash the power of God there. And we can take that power of God and go back into a corrupt system and destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, I encourage today that you join the Jesus army, that you get in on the Jesus agenda, that you serve God with your home. Let Jesus use your home as a launching pad, as a miracle center, you know, for touching people's lives in a powerful way. We have loads of people in our church that offer their homes like that. Some people thought their home was small. Some even thought, well, it's just one room. But when they yielded it to Jesus, God used it. I remember the family that said that they were constructing the house and it was just the German floor, you know, that they had done and they couldn't continue. And then they were about to have an outreach with other small groups around them in the same area. And they offered, you know, the building that had been stopped. Well, since there was a floor and they rented a tent or a canopy, put it there, got the chairs. And you know what they said? The week right after they had the outreach, there was a breakthrough. The funds came and they finished the construction of the house. It's amazing. They gave it over to God. So we have powerful, powerful testimonies. Okay? And I'm just simply saying here, things are hard for people out there right now. Things are harsh. And God wants to use our homes as places of comfort, places of succor, places of healing, places of restoration in people's lives. And God wants to use us. Oh, it's the New Testament. Every member is a minister. God wants to flow through each and every one of us as we lay hands on people. He wants to activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives, touch people's lives in a powerful way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let prayer be said in your house. Join us. See, let's take Jesus out. So many powerful things God's blessed us with in this house. But most of the people in the city are not going to come here. Even if they did, there's nowhere to put them. Can you see the power in the strategy of Jesus? If it's people's homes, then we have endless opportunities, so to speak. At least to reach almost everybody in the city. So let's do it. We sense a calling from the Holy Spirit to do this, starting from this month.
Hello. I am Sam Adeyemi, Senior Pastor of Daystar Christian Center, giving you a special invitation to have a taste of the Daystar experience. It's a life-changing experience. We are out to raise role models in the society. And the way it comes is through transformation in your life. Your life changes to the point where other people want to be like you. We are distinct everywhere we go. So, I want to invite you to join us on our service days. You just need to go to live.daystarng.org, live.daystarng.org. You can also join us on Periscope, that's on Twitter. You can join us on YouTube. You can join us on Instagram. It's amazing. Wherever you may be on this planet, join us on live.daystarng.org. I look forward to meeting you online. God bless you.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as we listen to these testimonies, it won't be entertainment. It will be an opportunity for the Spirit of God to open our eyes to see in our own way, whatever little way, we can serve God in a powerful way through our small group system. Watch this testimony.
My name is Daniel. I'm a cell leader at number 21 on Modara Street, Awuse Estate, Okwebi. I belong to Okwebi South Zone. I just want to tell the church how God gave me a second chance to live. On the 29th of April, precisely on Sunday morning, I felt somehow I wasn't really strong. I was contemplating if I was able to go to church in the morning. So while I was contemplating that, I felt like going to the toilet to ease myself. While in the toilet, I couldn't pass any. My bowel could not really move. So at the point, I was feeling dizzy, and my eyes were just beginning to turn and turn. So when I felt that, I reached out to the washing hand basin still to hold my hand and support myself. That was the last thing I remembered.
That Sunday morning when we got up in the morning, I went to the kitchen to get a glass of water for my husband to take. And after giving him the water, I went back to the kitchen to start preparing for church service. And then I heard a voice that I should go back and give my husband another glass of water. I said, well, he has taken one. The voice kept coming. I obeyed that voice. I know it was the voice of God. And I went back to the room with a glass of water. I didn't see him in the bedroom. I went to the toilet. I saw him. He was sitting and he was breathing heavy. And I asked him, why are you trying to push? He said, Then it's okay, take the water. Maybe when you drink this water, it will help you to push out faster. I gave him the glass. The glass cup dropped from his hand. And then I just, say, oh, honey, what's happening? What's happening to you? He started breathing heavy. What I saw, I really cannot explain what I saw that Sunday morning. But I remember he just, immediately the eyes started turning. And then he breathed, the mouth dropped. Because I have little experience of acotherapy, I tried to do a few things to revive him. I could not. I tried to pull him. He just went down. Then suddenly, I had this voice. I had this courage. And I started screaming, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And then I just had the voice pull him out of that the toilet. I dragged him out to the bedroom, dragged him out to the sitting room where we used to have the cell meeting. The moment we got to that place, he revived. He could open his eyes. And then immediately I wore him back his boxers as I kept shouting, screaming, "Jesus, help me." My children came out and then we rushed him to the hospital.
So when we got to the hospital, Air Force Hospital, Ikeja, and I regained some level of consciousness and knew where I was. And where they laid me, I didn't know that I urinated on myself without even knowing. And the doctors have to place me under observation, not admitting the admission room, observation, because what the initial test they conducted on me revealed was that my temperature, body temperature, went ahead of 40 plus. So the sugar level shot up to 199, while my BP crashed from 120 over 80 to 80 over 60. So at that point, that BP could not power my system again. That was why I collapsed. And they had to battle with the issue of bringing my body temperature down. Throughout that day, they didn't administer anything. They put a drip on me that was flowing profusely to bring down the temperature. But that could not be brought down in the first day, second day, third day. It was the third day that they were able to bring it down to 36 degrees Celsius. And they conducted another test for a wider test, which revealed that I had malaria parasite, 4+. And they screamed that they have never had this kind of issue before in the hospital. Nobody has treated even 3+. It's been 1 or 2. But these 4, they have not seen it before. And they told me that, look, by this level, you're supposed to be in the psychiatric hospital, not the regular hospital, because your brain will have been toggled. And at that point, I was losing memory. I was no longer remembering things. My memory was just like going blank. And even my phone, I didn't know where my phone was, because my phone is very important to me. My daughter was operating my phone for a week or two. I never asked for phone. I never asked for my office. I never asked for my laptop or whatever. I forgot everything about this life. So I was there for a good 3 days, and I lost weight, I lost everything, and I thank God so much that when my wife, when some of the members saw my wife on that Sunday, she told them what happened, and they visited me in the hospital. My zonal leader, my sectional leader, and the wife, they were there. They prayed and told other cell systems to be praying for me, and they actually prayed. I think God had their prayer and decided to give me a second chance. So people that are medically inclined told me that, look, not many people could survive what I went through. It was just God and God alone.
I just thank God for giving us a second chance, giving my husband a second chance, not allowing me to be a widow at this age. I just give him praise and I say, may him alone be glorified in Jesus' name.
I'm grateful to God who brought me, gave me my health back. And my memory, I'm regaining my memory. As of today, I've regained my memory. And I thank God so much for what he has done. And I will remain grateful to God. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, that was powerful. That was powerful. I challenge you to walk with God right now, to cooperate with God, to see God's power unleashed through you, through your home, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we pray together? Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you because you show us in your word what your pattern is, and we know already, once we find alignment with your divine plans and purposes, your power flows. I ask, Heavenly Father, for every one of my brothers and my sisters that have made up their minds to serve you through the small groups, I ask that the power of your Spirit will rest upon them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I ask that the power of your Spirit will rest upon them. And even those that are a part of this service online, whatever church it is they attend, whatever groups they can serve in, Heavenly Father, I ask that the power of your Spirit will rest upon them. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for everyone that is deciding to give their homes, Heavenly Father, deciding to give their homes for you to use as miracle centers, the place where you will rescue the destinies of some young people who would have been destroyed, destroyed by drugs, destroyed by failure, but for divine intervention. Heavenly Father, everyone offering their homes as a miracle center where you change people's lives, I ask in Jesus' name, pour out your Spirit upon their family and take them to a new dimension of promotion like they have never seen before, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Pray for everyone choosing to participate in our small groups right now, that as they do, an anointing will come on them like they never had before for service, and you will bless them like you never did. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Discover the timeless principles in this new exciting series, Service, Pathway to Greatness with Pastor Sam. In this series, you will discover why service is the real essence of leadership, how service brings about greatness, discover the connection between service and greatness, and how to develop your leadership skills through service, and much more. For your love gift of $20 or more, you can receive the entire series at samadeyemi.net today. This series is a blueprint to your pathway to greatness, God's way. For this month only offer, go to samadeyemi.net and download your copy of Service Series, Pathway to Greatness, now. This series is a must-have for leaders in all areas of life. Go to samadeyemi.net for this offer right now. Begin your journey to greatness with this series today. These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
Hello, I am Sam Adeyemi, Senior Pastor of Daystar Christian Center, giving you a special invitation to have a taste of the Daystar experience. It's a life-changing experience. We are out to raise role models in the society. And the way it comes is through transformation in your life. Your life changes to the point where other people want to be like you. We are distinct everywhere we go. So, I want to invite you to join us on our service days. You just need to go to live.daystarng.org, live.daystarng.org. You can also join us on Periscope, that's on Twitter. You can join us on YouTube. You can join us on Instagram. It's amazing. Wherever you may be on this planet, join us on live.daystarng.org. I look forward to meeting you online. God bless you.